Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. And wouldn't you know it, the fear-mongering about Omicron variants, of course, any COVID-19 variant probably would do this, and now they know, racks up billions and billions of dollars for Pfizer and Moderna. Isn't that interesting? We'll get to that in a little bit. Pearson Sharp did a report, and he exposes that and makes some great points during this report. This is from OAN News. And despite the fear-mongering that they have done with this Omicron variant, the WHO calls the Omicron variant super mild, a super mild variant, because it is, which tells me this is not a variant from the vaccines. This is probably a variant, if it even really exists. I mean, sometimes it's hard for me to even take these people at their word. I think it does really exist, but I think it's a natural variant, meaning it will be more contagious, but even less potent. You get even less sick from it. And that's how viruses usually work. When they go through a natural progression, and when they mutate, they become weaker, actually. They might become more contagious, meaning it's easier to catch it, but your body fights it off easier. Sometimes, if you've already had the original immunities that your body makes, immunity will knock it out, and you won't even get sick at all. It won't even affect you. And for the others who don't have that natural immunity, when you get the variant, if you never had the original, you're not getting it as bad as the original. You're getting it weaker. But vaccines can mutate viruses. And when they mutate a virus, the virus becomes vaccine proof, basically, and sometimes can mutate in ways that we don't know and could even be a stronger, more deadly variant. The very fact that they're saying this is mild means it's a natural. I don't think, and I said that from the beginning, that if this is all a biological weapon from China, and it's because they've done the studies on SARS with mRNA technology and found out through the animal studies that you can create immune enhancement in the animals and then release something way in the distant future, and when that's released, all those animals die. Okay? They found that out in the studies. So if you're looking at biological weapons, it's pretty interesting that you can figure out that they learned that if you give people mRNA technology, at least animals, they learned this from SARS-1, after they've been introduced to some sort of coronavirus, give them the mRNA technology that they have created to try to give you the immunity of that coronavirus. Then year, maybe 2 years later, you introduce something similar, but you release it, and all of a sudden those animals' bodies react with this immune enhancement situation where your immunity is enhanced. Your antibodies is really what it's, your immunity system with the antibodies. Antibody immune enhancement is what it's called. Your antibodies are enhanced to attack the spike proteins that the mRNA experimental vaccines give you, okay? They learned this in the animal studies that the animals died because their bodies attacked those spike proteins, attacking their own cells, and it was way worse. Yet, they went forward with this experimental vaccine on humans. So the question is, okay, we know there can be antibody immune enhancement from mRNA vaccines. These spike proteins are created. All that's been done, actually. And we're seeing the signs of immune enhancement in people. I don't think the side effects of the vaccines, if this is a biological weapon, if it is, these side effects are not the intent. In fact, they would wish there were zero side effects. That's what I believe. But with any vaccine, especially an experimental one, you're going to have side effects. And we found out they've had major side effects. And we also found out that the FDA released documents showing that after Pfizer gave its vaccines, thousands of people died, and they covered it all up, and they're still covering it up. They're still not. The mainstream media and I believe Twitter has banned the documents that show this. And it's the FDA's own documents. It's not conspiracy theorist documents. Anyways, I'm drifting a little bit. If there is a biological weapon, what will happen is that they could hold off and release it at a time they think is great of something similar that could kick in this antibody immune enhancement. Now, remember, that also could happen naturally. They might not even have to release something. Naturally, something from the vaccine variants starts going around, and it could happen that way as well. But it's probably less likely. Most of the variants are going to be naturally caused and are going to be weaker, not stronger. Oh, but I want to get to the report about them making money on the fear-mongering. Because, like I said, these variants, the Delta, this Omicron, these are weak little nothings. And if you ever see something that is devastating people, understand that is not from a natural variant. Natural variants will be weaker. That's what science has always said about coronaviruses. If it's not weaker, it's because it's not natural. It's either the vaccine has caused it to mutate in a way where it's vaccine resistant and even stronger, and it's mutated in an unnatural way because the unnatural vaccine is causing it to mutate in an unnatural way. So either the vaccine is going to cause it, or if you see a super strong variant where tons of people die, if you ever see that, it most likely, in my mind, won't even be a variant. It will be a second release of something similar. That's, if you see that, that's what's going on. It's not going to be what the media says. The media will tell you it's a variant from the unvaccinated. The unvaccinated did this. Yet you will see that it's the vaccinated who will suffer the most. If it was a variant from the unvaccinated, then the unvaccinated would die and all the vaccinated people would be perfectly fine. But you will see the opposite. You will see vaccinated people dying and unvaccinated people not, and they will get angry and blame the unvaccinated, which is, there will be no science behind this. It's anti-science, but that's what they're going to do, guaranteed, if this were to occur. All right, here's the report, though, from OAN News. Check this out.
And while the mainstream media and medical establishment are in panic mode over the latest variant of the coronavirus, the WHO is actually calling Omicron a super mild variant. Here's One America's Pearson Sharp.
After the fears from the original coronavirus died down and everyone realized you had a better than 99.997 chance of surviving, the people in charge had to come up with something scarier to keep us all locked down. That's when the fascist Dr. Benito Fauci and his crack team of fear-mongering propagandists rolled out the Delta variant. It was new and vaguely ominous sounding and gave the government permission to continue eroding our constitutional rights in the name of protecting us from our own worst fears. And now that the fear from the dreaded Delta variant is dying down, of course, it was time to gin up another new and scary variant so they could keep pushing toxic experimental injections on a gullible public. Enter the Omicron variant.
This morning, the world racing to shut out, or at least slow down, the alarming new COVID variant first found in South Africa. The WHO officially naming it Omicron.
Omicron has already rattled stock markets around the world.
The new Omicron variant of the coronavirus could be more contagious than previous strains.
The nation will hear from President Biden today on the administration's planned response to the Omicron variant.
But today, I want to take a few moments to talk about the new COVID variant, first identified last week in southern Africa. It's called the Omicron.
Omicron. So what exactly is the Omicron? Well, it's the latest variant of the Chinese Communist Party virus in what is sure to be a never-ending line of constitution-shredding variants designed to strip us of our rights and seize more power.
That's definitely what they have done with this. They're never going to let a crisis go to waste. These people who have hated the Constitution and constitutional rights in America will always try to use this, but around the world, they will use it for power, which we have seen, totalitarianism, dictatorship, but really to usher in the one world government. It's clear. And how 99% of the masses aren't aware of this is beyond me. And the more people just comply, the more the evil one world globalists say, see how dumb these people are? We're justified in what we're doing to them. This is not a joke. The more you have masses just following like sheep and don't look into anything and they just obey no matter what and never research anything, but then and then come at you like you're the fool and will debate you even though they've never researched a single thing. They are only citing what they've been brainwashed by the media, but never looked up anything, never researched anything, never looked at anything on their own. They will act like they know more than you when you have done hours and hours of research on all of this stuff, on vaccines, how the vaccines work, how it's not even a vaccine, how it's the mRNA is an experimental. They don't even know that it's not really a vaccine. They don't even know that because they don't look anything up. They don't educate themselves. They don't have to be educated. They went to college and they went to public schools, which taught them you don't teach yourself things. You don't study things. You obey. The book tells you what to put the answer down as. Never question it. Other people are smarter than you. There's experts that wrote this textbook. Don't worry. If the textbook lies flat out, don't worry. You've got to mark it on the test, whatever the textbook says or whatever the professor says. You don't learn to think in college and you don't learn to think in public school. You learn to obey and never question. If you question, you get answers wrong. You get marked down. You get punished for questioning what they say. And don't you dare correct them. If you correct and put the correct answer down when they have it wrong, you will still get marked down because you didn't obey. That's who these people are. And they think they're smart. Well, I was taught by Professor so-and-so. You were taught to obey. You don't know how to critically think if your life depended on it. Now, that's not true about everyone who goes to college, clearly. There are still critical thinkers, and they're called conservatives. But if you're a liberal, you're guaranteed not to be a critical thinker. It's literally impossible to be a liberal and to critically think. You wouldn't be a liberal if you did. And that's a fact. You wouldn't say when a woman's pregnant, she's not really pregnant with a baby. There's no critical thinking there, okay? There's no critical thinking in their economics. There's no critical thinking in climate change. There's no critical thinking in destroying energy, our energy supplies and trying to go on green new energy. There's no critical thinking in any of it. None. You cannot be a liberal and be a critical thinker. It's impossible. If you tell me you're a liberal, I know immediately there is zero critical thinking in your life. Zero. None. You have none. You're a slave. You obey. You do what you're told. The media tells you to do something, you do it. A professor tells you something, it has to be true, no matter what. And if facts get in the way, then you get angry at the people who put truth in front of you because that's not what you were told. The people who tell you things didn't tell you that. So they tell you to hate the people that tell you the truth. Don't listen to the people who tell truth. Don't listen to those people. That I went on a rant, but it's pretty frustrating. Now, Pfizer and Moderna are making tons of money. Here's another aspect that if you're a critical thinker, that's why it's important to understand. Any critical thinker, when you hear this part of the news report, will say, there you go. Clearly, the people who have the motivation to lie are the people who have the most to gain, especially financially. The people who aren't gaining financially, why would they have a motivation to lie to you? That's called critical thinking. Something lefties don't understand.
But how deadly is it in reality? The new contaminant, we'll refer to it as a con for short, was first reported in South Africa the day before Thanksgiving, but then it quickly spread like wildfire in the media. The WHO stoked the flames by saying this new variant could have severe consequences, and the overall global risk related to the Omicron variant is assessed as very high.
It's called the Omicron.
But keep reading, because the WHO followed up with, there is no information to suggest symptoms connected with the Omicron differ in any way from those of other variants. The WHO added, presumably under its breath, that this is a super mild variant and that it hasn't led to a jump in COVID death rates anywhere in South Africa. In fact, there have been no deaths linked to the Omicron variant. So it's no different from the other virus cons, and it isn't deadly at all. But you should probably go ahead and be as terrified as you possibly can. That'd be just great. Because in addition to being the latest variant, Omicron is also the latest in a campaign to boost the vaccine makers' stocks. On Friday, November 26th, a day after the Omicron variant was unleashed, vaccine manufacturers saw their stocks absolutely skyrocket. We're not talking hundreds of millions, we're talking tens of billions. On Friday alone, Pfizer stock went up $18 billion. Pfizer's European partner, BioNTech, went up $12 billion. And Moderna blew them both away. And in a single afternoon, the company's stock went up $28 billion.
It's called the Omicron.
So in one day, the world's biggest makers of the mandatory vaccine the government is buying on your behalf saw their value go up by $60 billion.
It's called the Omicron.
What do you think is going to happen when these companies realize all they have to do to make $30 billion in a day is discover a new virus variant that's absolutely no different than any of the other ones that came before? That sounds more like insider trading or stock manipulation than protecting public health.
Yeah, and that's called critical thinking. Anyone who looks at this and has any critical thinking realizes these people are making more money than they've ever made in their lives. And all of Fauci's friends have been enriched. Everyone that he's been friends with and connected to, they're all making money hand over fist. You don't think that gets back to Dr. Fauci in different ways, or will when he steps down at some point and retires if he ever does? But he doesn't need to because he's the highest paid man in Washington, D.C. as it is. And he's a flat-out liar and an evil, evil, evil man. Evil. And now they know we can make billions and billions every time we fearmonger. But they don't have any financial incentive to lie to you. They have no financial incentive to fearmonger you. None whatsoever. No. I'm the liar who I can't even make a dime telling you the truth more than what I earn in my life. I can't make any more regardless of what happens with this information that I give you. It changes my financial status either way by zero. Zero. But I'm the liar. And they're the truth tellers as they go laughing to the bank all the way. But the joke will be on them because they've been messing with China. And these Western world morons who will do anything for money have been bought and paid for by China. And what they don't understand is pure evil. They think they are the smart con men. But what they don't understand is China at any time can release another variant to kick in the antibody immune enhancement. And all these people like Fauci will become the evil dread of the world. Everyone will hate them if people start dropping like flies in millions. And yes, even the media won't be able to cover it. They'll try and say it's a variant, but there's too much information that we have put out before it happens for people to say, there it is. And they will say, there it is. And at first, the people will believe the media lie for the first few weeks. But as a month goes by or 2 months go by, people are going to realize, look at what these pharmaceutical companies and Fauci did. And they might not even be fully in on the end game. This is not a joke. See, they're doing it for money, for sure. We know that for sure. That's for sure a motive, no doubt. But what if your motive isn't money? I mean, China's motive always is money too. But what if you also thought, how do I destroy the Western world? I don't know if Fauci's thinking, how do I destroy the Western world? I don't know if that's going in his head. Money's going in his head. I don't know about that. I don't know. Does China think about that? every single day. China thinks about that. So all these Western worlds, and even when Australia obeys in this global government, what they might not realize is you're messing with China, who wants to, at the snap of a finger, wipe you out. And maybe they'll be able to. This is frustrating. But let me give you more science from a critical thinker, the guy who actually invented the mRNA vaccine technology. And he talks about the myocarditis that we're seeing happening in young people, and then talks about the difference between natural immunity and the vaccinated. Take a listen. This was from War Room.
But here's another, since Peter is throwing New England Journal at me, I'm going to throw another one. Clinical infectious disease just out. Hong Kong, deep, deep, detailed study. Incidence of myocarditis in boys with Comirnaty, 1 in 2,700. That is huge. It is in its clinical myocarditis. It's myocarditis that's bringing kids into the hospital. And on top of that, we now have this virus, as you pointed out, is increasingly vaccine resistant. It is escaping spike-based vaccines. Fascinatingly, it's not escaping, it appears, vaccines that are against the whole virus, all the proteins. And that implies that it's not going to be escaping natural immunity. So your audience that has been vaccine hesitant, that is probably increasingly has survived the infection, has much, much better immunity against this strain and the prior strains than those that have received vaccines. I'm sorry, this is just the truth.
That's the guy who invented mRNA technology, and he's telling you the unvaccinated are more immune. They're not the ones spreading this stuff. They're the ones that have the better immunity. The media is lying to you when they blame the unvaccinated, and they'll continue to do so. But here is the biggest thing of all. If we ever do see vaccinated people having a harder time, they will have a harder time because they run the chance of the antibody immune enhancement. If you don't know what that is, look it up yourself. Critical thinkers can look these things up and learn about them if you don't know what it is, if you think I'm making it up. You see, that's foreign to liberals. They won't look something like that up because then their eyes would have to be open and they'd have to actually look at something and learn instead of doing what they're told. Maybe you've done what you're told your whole life. How about you take it on yourself to teach yourself about information? Do you know CNN went on the air one day? I think it was Don Lemon. And for COVID-19, they denounced anyone teaching themselves about this stuff. They really... I believe it was Don Lemon who said, people are going to try to, what the problem is, people are learning for themselves. You need to just listen to the experts and what they say. You're supposed to just obey. If you learn for yourself, you'll find out we're a bunch of liars. Don't learn or look anything up yourself. Listen to what I say and obey. That's what he was saying. And what do we say on our side? You don't have to believe me. Look it up yourself. Learn for yourself. So who's the truth teller? The one who says, go ahead and look it up yourself, or the one who says, don't ever look up anything that I say, just believe it and obey. CNN says, just believe and obey. I say, go look it up yourself. You know who the truth teller was before, and you knew who the liars were before I even said that. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. Go to thenewamerican.com. You will get a lot more truthful information, conservative information, and when you're there, make sure you pick up a copy of Trump World. Trump World has great pictures in it. I'll just try to give you a little sample, but there's an awesome timeline that is a visual timeline that I think it is the best part of this book, but it also goes through, you know, how Trump took on the deep state, and it goes through it all. It makes a great Christmas gift. It really does. A great Christmas gift for somebody who loves Donald Trump. They're not going to be sad. They won't open it up and be like, dang it, stinking Trump book. If they love Trump, they're going to be happy. They're going to be like, cool. So go ahead. And it won't cost you much. So go ahead and do it. See ya. Hey guys, Conversations That Matter is a show hosted by Alex Newman at thenewamerican.com. This is where he has conversations with a whole bunch of people in interview form, and these conversations are dealing with people that the mainstream media really doesn't want you to hear from, but Alex Newman will interview them and you'll get to hear from them. And these are things that could actually save your life or save our liberty as well. So check out Conversations That Matter at thenewamerican.com.